And we welcome you back courtside at the Mack Sports Complex. We are on campus at Hofstra University on Hempstead, Long Island, where Monmouth trails the Pride 45-36. We are at halftime, and for the first time this season, it's fitting that in the season's opening game, with all these new faces on the Monmouth team, we also have a new face covering the Hawks, and it's our good friend Josh Newman from the Asbury Park Press. So, Josh, first of all, thanks for joining me this evening. We appreciate it.
No problem, Eddie.
So talk about, before we get to the game itself, I know you were following this Monmouth team for the last couple of years. You had many different assignments at the press. You do a great job with everything. Now you're the guy. Now you're the Monmouth beat writer. What's it like?
It's been new. It's re-energized me, I feel. I mean, you can only do the same thing for so many years until, you know, you're ready to try something else. And, you know, this came along after Tony Graham retired, and I jumped all over it. I'm happy to be here. It's been exciting so far.
And we should reiterate, Josh isn't new to the Monmouth beat. He's been covering the football team, obviously, all fall, with their season continuing tomorrow up at Wagner at 12 noon. But first basketball time doing this, and now we have our first 30 minutes, or rather our first 20 minutes. Got to get out of the football mindset. We got our first 20 minutes to kind of look and assess, Josh, this Monmouth team. We have Deion Jones leading the way with 11 points. We talked off-air, some good, some bad. What are your early impressions?
You know, as you said, some good, some bad. I thought that Justin Robinson played the point very, very well. His vision was great, both in transition and in the half-court set. I think the glaring thing right now that Monmouth has to improve on, Hofstra attempted 16 three-pointers in the first half, and a lot of those were largely uncontested. I feel like Monmouth has to do a better job of closing out and making some of those shots more difficult, and even, you know, close out and make some of those shooters think about if they want to shoot it or not.
And really the main culprit, if you're a Monmouth fan, Chris Jenkins for Hofstra, 4 of 6 from three. So you take his out, and you've only allowed 2 three-point makes on 10 attempts, rather. But he also made a contested two, and we talked about in pregame, these two teams really don't know much about each other. Well, something we learned very quickly about Hofstra is this freshman Jenkins, knockdown shooter.
Right, he was outstanding. He was going all around the perimeter, shot after shot after shot, and again, a lot of those shots were uncontested. If Mama could just close out and get a hand up, this would be closer than a 9-point game. Now, that said, I feel like Monmouth has still done a nice job of hanging in. They had the deficit down to 4 at one point. They had it down to 5 at one point. You know, you change a thing here and there, and they're right back in this game.
And we take a look at some of those numbers, and Monmouth shot just 36% from the floor in the first half compared to 48% from Hofstra. But I think a few things that jump off the page, a team with a freshman backcourt for the most part, 8 turnovers in the first half, but if you look at those turnovers, you have 1 combined from Josh James and Justin Robinson in a combined 23 minutes of action. So some of your mistakes haven't necessarily come from your newcomers.
No, those two have been outstanding. As I said, Justin Robinson, great court vision, both in transition and in the half court set. He's been looking for his shot also. He had a teardrop down there. He had a 12-foot jumper at one point. And Josh James, I mean, he was a highly touted recruit for King Rice, and a lot of things are expected of Josh James. And, you know, he looks like a freshman at points, but at the same time, he looks very, very comfortable just, you know, going out and just playing.
This halftime score is 45-36. Monmouth trailing Hofstra, speaking for a few minutes with our friend Josh Newman from the Asbury Park Press. And we talked about in our pregame not knowing much of anything from Hofstra. We knew Deion Nesmith, obviously, and he's had a Deion-esque first half. We saw this kind of the last couple years. 7 points, made a 3, plays hard. But talk about playing hard. We talked about it before we went on the air. If we have to start charting the cause turnovers that Max DeLeo brings in, Steve and I were talking about it. You and I just discussed it briefly. It's got to be 4 or 5 in really limited minutes on the court.
It's at least 2. I mean, he had the player control foul in the paint. He drew another offensive foul later on at the mid-court line, and that's why he's playing. People look at him, always a walk-on junior. He doesn't give you a ton offensively, but the reason he's on the floor, the reason he's playing part of the rotation is exactly that. He had the 2, and as you said, he had at least 2 more where he's just causing just general havoc on defense, and that's why he's going to play, and he's going to continue to play.
And Josh, if we can now kind of fast forward things, look into the second half. knowing what we saw, at least out of Monmouth and a little bit out of Hofstra, and a Hofstra team that really has no point guard on the court. You know, I know Steve keeps bringing it up. He wants to see King Rice extend some pressure. What would you like to see out of this Monmouth basketball team over the game's final 20 minutes?
I agree with Steve right now. If you could extend some pressure, because as you said, they don't have a point guard, you send Justin Robinson out further or even Josh James out further, extend the pressure, and again, I don't want to keep harping on this, but close out on the threes, make it a little more difficult. You do those minor things, and this lead shrinks, and we have a game late.
And that's kind of the hope. I know we hope for that on radio. Kind of makes it sound better with Monmouth trailing at halftime 45-36. Josh said it, this game was down to four, had a few points. We'll keep an eye on a few of those points in the second half. Can we count on you for some more halftimes later in the year?
Absolutely.
Well, Josh, we appreciate it. Obviously, congratulations on the gig. We like having you around. It's good. We obviously miss and love our friend Tony. But, you know, welcome to the extended travel party.
Thanks, Eddie. I appreciate it.
That's Josh Newman, Monmouth beat writer from the Asbury Park Press, joining us here at halftime. Time. Monmouth trails Hofstra 45-36. We step out for 3 minutes and we're back courtside here on your home for Monmouth basketball, the Shore Sports Network.